Some states won't be holding presidential primaries next year. Colorado, Utah, and Kansas already have canceled their 2004 primaries. Other states, including Tennessee and Missouri, are still deciding. One reason is cost.
There has been substantial problems in Missouri's budgeting process for the past few years.
Matt Blunt is Missouri's Secretary of State. Primary elections there cost nearly $4 million.
Certainly, state government has a responsibility to try and reduce costs, but I believe that the election process is one of the last places we should look in terms of cost savings.
Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics, says cost savings may be one reason to eliminate primary elections, but politics also are involved.
There are Republican legislators in some of these states who would prefer not to give the Democratic candidates all of this free publicity.
With a Republican president, primary elections mean news coverage for Democrats. Sabato says those kinds of political tensions played out in Arizona.
Arizona's legislature, dominated by the Republicans, passed an abolition of the primary, but it was vetoed by the Democratic governor, Janet Napolitano.
Most states that eliminate primaries will hold smaller, less expensive caucuses instead to choose their delegates to the national political conventions. That's a possibility in Missouri, where Republican Secretary of State Matt Blunt is fighting to keep the state's primary.
I think advocates of eliminating the presidential primary would argue that few voters participate, and it is indeed true that in many presidential primaries, less than a fifth of the voters will participate, but that's certainly still far more than you would have participate in a caucus system.
The Republican-controlled Missouri legislature has until mid-May to pass a bill eliminating the primary. Then it's up to the state's Democratic governor to sign or veto the bill.